I really shouldn't tell you this, but I think you should know what so-and-so said about me. I think she's a little off right now and probably not in a good place for all the responsibilities you just assigned to her. Classic triangulation happens when one or both of the people involved in the conflict try to pull a third person into the dynamic, often with the goal of deflecting some of the tension, creating another conflict to take the spotlight off the original issue, or reinforcing their sense of rightness or superiority. People can triangulate without meaning to, often when they find it difficult to address conflict directly and want support from friends and loved ones. However, narcissistic triangulation happens intentionally. With narcissistic triangulation, one-on-one conversations or disagreements might quickly become two-against-one situations. You might suddenly find yourself left out, your insights ignored, and overruled. Narcissists are in constant need of attention, praise, admiration, and power. The triangulation technique helps reinforce their sense of superiority and specialness while leaving others confused and unbalanced. Before you fall into the trap of a narcissist triangulation, break up the threesome. The triangulation tactic drives wedges into relationship dynamics, allowing the person with narcissistic tendencies to turn two people against each other and remain dominant. Instead of directly expressing an opposing view or objection to something you said or did, someone has gone to a third party to complain about you. Not only is this infuriating, it can create toxic dynamics in a team by rewarding passive-aggressive behavior. It can also be quite awkward when someone comes to you to complain about someone else when you know they have not discussed their concerns with the other person. The pitch challenge today: if you find yourself caught in triangulation, try these responses. First, ask the third party, are you just speaking for someone else, or do you also have the same feedback for me? If so, I really want to explore it with you. If this is not the case, then ask the third party, what did they say when you suggested they talk directly to me? If the third party didn't try to do this, it should help them realize that this would have been the right thing to do. If they did suggest this, to no avail, probe further to understand more about what's really going on. Then, let the third party know that you'll take it from here and we'll be going to the complainer to get some direct feedback. If you are the third party in this triangle, try to extract yourself from the uncomfortable middle and connect the complainer directly with the source of their complaints by asking the complainer, what did they say when you gave them that feedback? If they say they have not talked to the source of their complaint, then recommend they do so, or ask the complainer if they are just venting or if they expect you to do something. If they are just venting, you should still encourage them to talk directly to the source. In the end, it's impossible to totally eliminate narcissistic triangulation, as the manipulator can always talk about you to anyone they want. You can try speaking to the narcissist privately to explain that you are aware of their behavior. Once they know you understand their game and won't participate, they may hesitate before turning the same methods on you again. Triangulation is extremely toxic and, unfortunately, very contagious. It's easy to fall into the trap of just complaining about the complainers and not putting a stop to the dynamics, particularly if you're in a culture that rewards this behavior. But awareness and a proper response are the first steps to mitigate it.